Radio Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance. You want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Sleeping and pretending.
son. And I was born to be a bachelor. Althea told me, okay, that's fine. So now I'm trying to catch up. I can't talk to you without talking to me. We're guilty of the same old thing. I'm thinking a lot about less and less, and forgetting the love.
Well, here we are. Dave and Giggles trying to avoid problems, and we always run into them. But we always pull through. Here on Radio Free Brooklyn, we make things happen. Yo, buddy.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you lovely, loud and clear, buddy. What's happening?
Get your act together, Dave. I'm going to sound like your mom here. Get your act together.
Get your act together.
12 minutes into the show, and you're playing the Dead and Beatles.
How could you hate the Beatles? This is my question. How can you hate the Beatles?
No, I don't hate the Beatles. I just hate when you're late.
I wasn't late. It was, they got this place on lockdown. There was a password issue. I got to clear it up, and here we are. I mean, it's 13 past the hour, but what are we going to do? Dave and Giggles. Dave is here. Giggles is in Colorado wearing a wife beater, looking really good, showing his lack
suns
of...
Suns out, guns out.
Showing his lack of guns. And we are on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're here for the next 45 minutes per se. What's going on, buddy? Are you growing a mustache? Is that what I see over there? You should.
No, I'm just trying to bulk up a little bit.
Yeah?
I'm just trying to get pool ready.
Pool ready?
I did some laps this morning. Pool ready. Well, the pool's opening up in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah?
So...
I'm gonna get pool ready.
I wanna get just like spelt.
Yeah.
I always say I want to, and I know it's not gonna happen, but just like, you know.
I thought if I
do the whole 30 or some sort of like, you know, clean living type of thing where I just like work out and eat healthy,
yeah.
I'm gonna be really annoying and just like post about it. Everything. How I'm feeling, you know, like
I know. I mean
pictures of my food.
Pictures of your food, talking about cows, talking about whatever is on your mind at the moment. So it was really actually really funny. I was trying to get up the video of you doing a video. So I was...
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Make eye contact
here.
With me.
I'm trying to do something real quick
connect
here.
Connect with me. I was
hanging out with a bunch of people the other day. And I'll tell the story first. So I was hanging out with a bunch of people the other day, and we're walking on the pier. Remember on the pier by Christopher Street over on the Hudson? And we're walking down there, and I see this guy coming my way. And I was like, I don't want to make eye contact with this guy. So I ducked my head down. And as I ducked my head down, all my friends catch the eye of the guy coming our way. And they go, holy shit, look at this guy. He looks like a murderer, right? And I'm like, I'm not going to say anything until he passes. And then as soon as he passes, I was like, I went to high school with that guy.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, and I was like, that's a guy who invited me on multiple occasions to go to an ayahuasca party up in the Catskills. And he's like,
is that drug?
That's that drug where you trip out for like a day or two. Yeah, exactly. And he's totally he's unhinged.
He's flipped.
He's unhinged.
He's flipped.
He's a good dude.
But I knew a kid in high school like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the guy that did way too many drugs too quick.
Yeah, he did make too many drugs too quick. But he also, I don't know what the rumors were and what was true and what was, because you know when you're in high school, there's rumors floating around like crazy, right? Yeah. One of them was with him. He was like a BMX kid when he was in middle school, and he did races, and he got into an accident. And his handlebar went through his jaw and into his brain. And that's why he was a little unhinged. That was the rumor. Yeah,
that sounds like a real bad rumor, though.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, like that would get up through your nostril. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it could get up there.
From what I'm going to reach out and see if I can, like, fact or fiction type thing and see if it's real. I should just get him on the show. He lives, like, around the corner.
Yeah,
I should just get him
should.
On the show. And maybe have him do some ayahuasca while he's here. But not the point. This is not the point of my story. The point of my story was
Go ahead.
Let me finish the story. After that, we went to we went in and we were having some beers in bags on the pier, and I'm trying to find your fucking thing here. And,
you can't do two things at once.
I know.
You can't tell a story and look at the computer.
I know. I'm trying to find a video of you.
You look like an old hippie with your beanie, not looking at me.
So
with your beard.
We're walking down there.
Your double
and
shirts.
You love my double shirts. And we're talking about people who just like post videos online of them talking and not saying a goddamn word. So I play
just
them.
Rum-
I, I play them this video.
What's up, America? Mike Bradley on a dairy farm. Some cows that are heading back in from pasture. Check them out. Cows are a very curious animal. They sometimes come up to you. And this is where, if you get milk from Costco or Sam's, this is where it comes from right here.
Yeah, cows. A little tidbit of info.
Moving on up.
Moving on up.
And moving on up. It was quick. It was just a minute. You know, it was just like, I'm here.
I know you are. You are here. But what are you trying to, like, the conversation we had was like, what are these people trying, like you, for instance, what are you trying to say in this video? Like, what
to
makes you think?
Prove to people that I'm working. I'm out there, like, on a gig.
You're on a
That's
gig.
That's my thing. I have to show people that I'm, like, doing stuff.
Is it like a marketing thing? Is it like a promos type thing?
What's just being like, hey, this is what I'm up to, you know? And then anytime anybody sees me, they're like, man, you look busy. And I was like, yeah. That's what I got you, you know. I got you fooled.
I got you fooled. And you're when just out there taking interviews. You should have got an interview with a cow. You should have tried to get an interview with a cow. Because, like, you're not saying anything. You're not saying anything at all.
They drool a lot.
Yeah.
The cows drool a lot. And I didn't really want to touch any one of them.
No.
Because, I mean, cows, I don't think they have a ton of diseases. These are organic cows.
Sure.
But there was just a ton of, like, cow shit. And a ton of, like, you know, just cat, like, pee. Like, the cows would pee. And it would be like a hose was turning on.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, it was just
I bet.
Like, you know, and I was like oddly fascinated. Every time it would happen, you'd hear it and I'd have to like look and find it.
Yeah.
And that was the game for me, you know, was like finding where the cow was peeing. It just sounded like somebody was like pouring out like a gallon of water.
Right. They just push it out as fast as possible. You know, like it's like after you've been drinking all night, when you go to pee, it's just going everywhere. It's just, it's coming out like a hose. That's the way cows piss all the time.
Yeah. Dairy cows.
Dairy cows.
So
we're gonna,
you know, just a little tidbit of info, just letting people know what I was up to.
Just letting people know.
You know, I used to do the live videos and they actually had a little bit of content, but now
no content.
You know,
there's no content. I mean,
there's no content.
There's no content. I mean, maybe you should get out there and have some content. When you get out there and do a video and put it out to the world,
idea.
Have something to say, you know? Just be like, hey, America, Mike here.
You got to have some info, so, like teaching you something, how to do something.
Sure. Or just something interesting to look at. I guess the cows, I could get behind looking at some cows, but you didn't really have much to say. And this is the problem I have with everybody.
I didn't need to like come up with something like, you know, profound,
no.
You know, like, you know, information on cows.
Would have been nice.
I mean, sure, I could have done some research and said, hey, these are a Halstead or Holstein varietal of cow.
And what does that
mean?
What does that mean?
I think Holstein or something. I think there's a type of cow called Holsteins.
The Holsteins.
Holsteins. I don't know. There's like a ton of different types of species of cow.
I believe it. I believe it.
They're very interesting animals. Like, you could just hang out with them and they're very, like, they could be calm. You know, sometimes they can get a little, like, riled up. But they're like a herd animal, you know? Like, once, you know, the drone, we were flying drones over them.
Nice.
Which is funny, because I think they were thinking of, we must have them like a bee, like a really, really angry bee or hornet, you know, the sound of a drone flying over them. And if they never, like, you know, heard that before, they're probably freaking out and they were, you know, scuttling and stuff.
So they didn't stampede, though? You're telling me they didn't stampede?
No, they don't really stampede. It's not like they don't, you know.
They're not stampeding.
And they're not gonna. But we couldn't leave our cameras on tripods out there because they said they'll just knock them over.
Well,
they're curious. Come up to it, sniff it, and then just knock it over and stomp on it.
Curious creatures, as you said in the video.
Yeah, that's all I really knew. Like, it was day, you know, maybe day one or day two out there with the cows.
Yeah, just hanging
whatever,
out.
Man. I'll film anything.
I know you will.
You know.
I know you will.
We talked about for mayor. I thought about it deeply. I definitely like printed out the application and was about to go get it like notarized.
All right.
And then I was like, do I want? And then a couple days ago, I saw an article where there was 14 people that applied.
Yeah.
And they all had their names in the, you know, the local paper. And I was like, well, shoot, I should have at least applied just to get the name in the paper.
I told you to apply. I told you to apply. At the minimum, it would be a good bit. And you would get some good like interview stuff. People would come to you for questions. You would have a platform. We could come up with a platform on the show.
It'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
It'd be amazing. I definitely like had my speech in my head, you know, of like what I wanted to say.
Right, what do you want to say?
Council.
What do you want to say?
You know?
Give me a rundown of what you would say running for mayor. Let's hear it. Here it goes. Wait, let me set it up. I'd like to introduce Mike Bradley, who is one of 14 people who are running for mayor. He's lived here for approximately 5 years. He has a little house out there in the farm area, and he's just a go-getter. Mike, would you like to say a few words?
Citizens of Aurora, thank you for your time, and I respect your decision to come out and vote in the upcoming elections. We know this is a diverse city with a supply of people willing to add to the workforce of this great city, but I think we could be so much more, and I think it's time we carry the torch of our dearly departed mayor, Steve Hogan, and he was a true servant of the city. I actually didn't get to meet Steve personally, but I did see him for a couple of years doing what he did, and I'd like to carry on that torch. And I think we should bring some arts into the cities. We've got we're close to the Gaylord, which is about to open in spring or
what's the Gaylord?
Fall.
What's the Gaylord?
Gaylord's a giant hotel.
Okay.
In a convention center right out near the airport. That's going to be big.
So that's opening
real
up.
Big.
Oh, that's opening up.
It's opening in November.
I'd like to have you say that you'd like to be there to cut the ribbon and dig the first bit of dirt.
Yeah. Even if I'm not elected mayor, I'll be there with a
shovel,
pair of scissors,
and shovel. And a shovel.
Straight. That would be awesome. Who's that guy? That French guy, Remy Guillard or something. He like posed with like a soccer team that just won a match. And he like ran out there with a uniform. And he pretends to be, part of the action. Like he went to, I guess, Cannes Film Festival or one of those, you know, grand film festivals, and like dressed up, you know, showed up in a fancy limo and a nice suit with like a nice arm piece on him.
A little
and
arm
showed
piece.
Up and was like, yeah, showed up to these awards and got a couple pictures. And people were like, "Who are you?" And then all of a sudden, the cameras you see like to the security guards that are chasing them out.
Get the hell out
really
of here!
Funny.
Did you see when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? What's that short comedian? The guy who's always doing movies with The Rock. What's that guy's name?
Oh, Terry Crews.
Not Terry Crews. The short guy. The short little guy. He's always doing all these movies with him. What the hell's his name? The short guy. The short comedian.
Rock. Zac Efron.
Not Zac Efron. He's black. Crap. He was drunk.
Kevin Hart.
He was drunk, and he tried to get up on the stage so he could be with the Eagles when they won. And like the bodyguard was like, "No, dude, you can't come up here." He's like, "Come on, I'm Kevin Hart. Let me up on stage." It was really fucking good. And you could see
him off.
Yeah, they was pushing him off. And like during the parade, like on the field and stuff, you could see him trying to get up on the stage. And he was just like yelling at the bouncer, and the bouncer was like, "No, dude, you can't go up."
No.
Yeah. You gotta love
even though you're Kevin Hart.
Yeah, you gotta love a celebrity who tries to make his way into somewhere he does not belong.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was definitely underqualified for this position of mayor of Aurora. You know, I was like, I'll definitely have to do a lot of conflict resolution. And, you know, like I would probably mistakenly take a bribe. Somebody probably be like, "Hey, come out to dinner, you know, take me out to dinner."
Yeah.
And then as the mayor, I was, you know, I really thought this through for a little bit. You always have to, your public persona. You know, I don't always want to be friendly when I'm out. You know,
that's not true. I don't think you have that in you. You can't not be friendly when you're out. You're always trying to hustle something.
It's true. Some neighbors were having a garage sale, and I was like, "Oh, that's a great way to meet some neighbors." I saw the garage sale across the way, and I was like, "Oh, we'll go ride our bikes." So the boys and I rode our bikes around, and we stopped up to their garage sale, which wasn't really a garage sale. It was more like four or five things that they just had out in their front yard.
Yeah.
And I kind of like unknowingly probably offended the guy because I rolled up on my bike and I was like, "Wait a minute, this isn't a garage sale. This is just like you guys like selling like four or five, you know, things." And he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, you know, we just got a couple things we could try to get rid of." And I told him like, "No offense, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like knock your garage sale." And turns out this dude's been living there for like 4 years. I've never seen him before.
Weird.
He's a couple houses down. And I was like, "Oh, you just move in?" And he's like, "No, we've been here 4 years." I was like, "What?
Man.
Never seen you.
Shut-in.
Never seen him.
He's a shut-in.
Shut-ins.
Yeah, he's a total shut-in.
Well, I think he works a lot. I think he's, you know, he's constantly
selling drugs. Definitely selling
drugs.
He's
not hanging out, you know.
Yeah.
But I seized the opportunity. I said, hey, I've never actually seen these people.
You're an opportunist.
They've got a small child. I'll go over there and hang out. And
the same age, same age as your little ones or older?
Four and
yeah, same one age. Or something. Same age. Yeah, yeah. Basically like the same yeah. age. Yeah. Speaking of.
I love glad handing. That's the thing. That's the part of me that wanted to be mayor is like, I love glad handing. Going out and being like, listen, hey, let me listen to you. Let me hear what you got going. You know, I'm committed to this city. That's the other thing about
it. I know you are.
I was like, hey, I bought a house in this city. My kid's going to a school that's learning how to speak Spanish. I am the sort of epitome of this great city, I think.
You are. You are. You should get out there and be like Mike Gladhander Bradley. That's what you should be known as. You can get like a Rocky jacket, you know, like a big old jacket that says Gladhander on it. And just like shake people's hands, kiss babies, make it happen. But you did not fill out the forms. You missed the opportunity.
I should have turned it in. You should. I met the minimum requirements. I was like, I actually have a shot. I was like, one of 14
people. What are the minimum requirements? What are the minimum requirements?
Had to be a resident for at least 2 years.
All right.
Over 18 and no felonies. And I was like, done. Check. Boom.
Check.
Had everything.
Yeah. I feel like this show would bring you down. This show would they would scour through all the audio we've done over the last 10 years, find something horrific that you said because you've had said a lot. Yeah.
Well, I think my story probably can't probably at minimum could be bought for about $100. Going to somebody that knows me a little bit. Hey, here's like $50-$100.
Yep.
I need some dirt on this guy.
I would sell it. Just for the just for like the sake of making it good radio, I would sell your story, get an interview with that guy, bring him on our show. It would be amazing. It would be amazing.
You definitely find like someone, you know, that I've crossed wrong.
Oh yeah.
You know, definitely.
Many girls.
Elementary school. You know, the kid I made smack that like freaking bug thing. Remember that story I told you about the kid with the bugs?
What kid with the bugs?
It's like butterflies and bugs. On a little foam board. You know, we were collecting insects.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day or whatever, when we were taking our little insect things home with all the pins in it, I was like, yo, Nick, karate chop that.
Oh, yeah.
And he like chopped it.
Terrible.
And the freaking needles went right into his hand. And the face of that kid looking at me, he was like, why?
Why did you do this to me? And that kid forever will hate you.
Yeah. He will definitely hate me.
Yeah.
He'll see it. This kid I gave a swirly to in eighth grade ran for congressional House Speaker or something of Florida. What was that kid's name? Matt Caldwell, I think. Republican.
Oof.
And he actually won. He might have been like a representative for a couple years. But that kid, me and four other kids gave him a swirly. And I was the only one that got suspended for it. Everybody else got off, but because I was like the new kid to school, they all ratted me out. I was the only guy that did this. Yep. I lifted him up, and I drew a diagram of his. You know, it said Matt Caldwell. I drew a diagram of him, and then I basically ratted everybody else out. I said this person had this arm, this person had this arm, this person had this leg.
You're a rat. You're a total rat.
And I was the one that got suspended.
You were the one who got suspended.
Got like detention. I got like a 2-day suspension.
You were the rat. The other kids probably were like, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing. And then you come out there and you go, this guy did it, this guy did it, this guy did it. And the principal was like, send this fucker up the stream. Like, this is the rat. Send him. He needs to learn a valuable lesson on ratting. That's probably what happened.
Snitches get stitches,
man. Yep. When I was in college, I used to live with this guy, and I've had a lot
David Giggles, everybody.
David Giggles. David All Giggles. Right, so David Giggles, Radio Free Brooklyn. Give us a call, 718-928-9732. The number again is 718-928-9732. Deb's trying to. I don't know if she's going to call. I told her to. Let's see if she does.
No, I got to go in like 15 minutes.
What do you got to go?
Deb?
Yeah.
I got to go do a family photo shoot.
Oh, jeez.
They want to do it at 6. So I told them 6:30, but they were like 6. And I was like, all right, well.
Tell them 6.
You don't pay me. No. These guys pay me. So I got to
leave in like 15. They're not going to pay you anything.
They're paying me.
They ain't going to pay you shit.
This is people from my wife's work. This is great. Which means, like, I guess, you know, my wife's talking good stuff about me if people from our work are hiring me.
Who's
take photos of their kids? Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. I mean, yeah. I don't know if your wife's saying good things about you, but maybe.
But
maybe.
Yeah.
So I was in college and I was living with this guy who was like, he was like the president in college of Normal, which was a national organization to reform marijuana laws, and he was all about it, and he wanted to be a lawyer one day. And he was a smart kid, a bit of a burnout, and he went on to be like the right-hand aide for, I think, the senator of Connecticut. And yeah, he went on to be the right-hand aide of the senator of Connecticut, something like that, or the governor of something like that, something of Connecticut. Yeah. He was high up on the list.
Right.
And the FBI started tracking him for a while.
Oh, shit.
And he did a, there was a lobby for the roll your own cigarettes, like tobacco stuff. And he took a bribe from them. And it wasn't much. It was like 10 grand or something. It was like 10 grand. It wasn't much at all. And he went to jail for 5 years because of it. The whole trial went through. He took a bribe, and he went to jail for it. I think she should be out by now. I haven't talked to him in a really long time, but I know that he went to jail.
Get him on the show.
I should.
He spent 5 years in prison.
He spent 5 years. Yeah. And it wasn't even a big bribe. It wasn't like $1 million bribe. It was something tiny.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You take a bribe, you take a bribe, you know?
Jeez.
I know. It's bad. It's bad.
Moving chairs up there.
Moving chairs. What do you got? What's Deb saying? Deb.
Hold on. She needs the number. Let's get her to call
in. All
right,
Deb, call in. 718-928. Oh, you're going to
text? 9732.
All right. I'll say it. All right.
She's going to call in. Our friend Deb is a registered sex therapist.
Yeah.
We always... And we'll ask her what's going on. If she'll tell us what's going on. There's been some news.
There's been some news. There's been some sex news. Is that what you're telling me?
Sex news.
Did you hear Giuliani at Yankee Stadium where he got booed?
I heard.
It's really good.
I saw him a little bit on the news today. I think it was in the press.
Here it is.
Looked. From your wife, Cassie.
Happy
41st
birthday, Seth.
So they're doing all the announcements. That's so good. That's so good. So they go, and Yankees like to give a shout out to Mayor Giuliani for his birthday, and the whole stadium starts booing him.
Dude, a bad boo, man. If you get booed, you're not popular anymore.
No. I mean, I don't think he's been popular since like maybe like a year after 9/11. Like he was, that made him the mayor of America, whatever it was. And then after that, he just went fucking batshit crazy. And now he's like totally off the deep end. And
yeah, he's crazy.
It's just nuts. We're just living in a crazy world.
You have to be. Quick shout out. My youngest is riding a pedal bike now.
Nice.
He's three.
So he's off the, the push bikes? The foot push bikes?
The Strider. Yeah. Well, he's not doing it totally. I'm just watching a video.
Nice.
Yeah, it's crazy. He just picked it up. Like, he was like, all right. So he lowered the seat a little bit, and you still have to give him a little push, but then he does it on his own.
Nice. What is he,
I was
two?
Like, that's rad.
Two?
Three.
Three?
Three in like 3 and 4 months or something like that.
Nice. Yeah. Just going. Crazy. Just going.
Just going. Yeah. 3 and a half. He's actually 3 and a half.
3 and a half. So
when somebody asks you your age, next time like you're at a bar and somebody's like, how old are you? Just be like, oh, like 41 and a half. You know, like little kids are always like, oh, I'm 5 and a half.
I'm five and three quarters. Yeah. So if I went to a bar and somebody asked me how old I was, I'd be like, I'm 39 and I'm coming up on my half in next month. So 39, almost and a half. That would be the way to go.
Are you almost to the big 4-0?
I'm a big 4-0 in February.
Really?
And, And Scrap is turning the big 4-0 in about a month and a half. So I was talking to him about like we should get together, all of us, and do like a good camping trip. You're going to have the other one coming, so you can't do it. He doesn't even invite you anywhere anyway.
No, I wasn't invited to his wedding, which
low.
Is fine.
Low.
I feel like I should have gotten at least an invite.
At least an invite.
You know?
At least an
Maybe
invite.
Maybe just an invite.
Nah, he won't.
Or a call.
Maybe a call. When's the last time he called you? Oh, did you freeze up on me? Oof. We're lacking here. All right. Well, I am Dave. Giggles is somewhere out in Colorado, frozen up. And Deb said she might call. We are Radio Free Brooklyn. The number to call is 718-928-9732. And as I attempt to call, I'm back. Whoa, that's crazy loud. Yeah. So I do want to touch on a couple topics. We'll see if we can get him back. But one of my big topics is obviously the talk of the town, Roseanne. I mean, that's just absolutely batshit crazy. And now he's not even... There he is. He's coming back with us. You there, buddy? You there?
You there?
Just hanging out. Well, what should we do? Should we play a little music? Should we attempt to get this back online? Deb, where are you? I thought you were going to give us a buzz. Not happening, huh? Too scared. Too nerve-wracked, as it were. And here we are. I did want to say that all the hubbub about
there you are. There you are.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. You froze up. You froze up.
It was scrap. He pressed the button.
He did press the button. He dinged us bad.
He's our only listener. The only listener has an option
to ding
us.
They
want to just mute you to take you out.
It's probably Trump. Trump dinged us. I did want to talk about, I wanted to see where you stood with good old Roseanne. See where that lands.
You can't say racist shit and expect not to get fired.
You can't.
That, like, teachers can't. Teachers are on Twitter saying something about, like...
You're gone.
That's the thing. I think everybody thought they were like Trump, and they can be like, hey, well, I can just, like, spew my my garbage, and I won't get retaliated for it. But if you're some teacher in, like, you know, Kentucky or North Carolina, you can get,
you can get dinged. You can fired. Get fucking dinged.
You know, like, you can't, like... I mean, I don't want to say it's perfectly well and fine that you have those opinions. I mean, you are entitled to your own opinions and your beliefs as we live in America. But, like, you can't, if you're going to express them, you can't, like, you're going to get, I don't even know what she said something about an ape.
Well, there and, she's
Planet of the Apes. What was the original? Yes. Like,
so she's really into conspiracy theories. Like, Roseanne has completely lost it. Michael Moore put out a thing on Facebook the other day, and he was friends with Roseanne for a while, and he was talking about how, you know, unacceptable it is, and how she had a brain trauma when she was young. And he was like, I'm not saying blame it on the blame trauma. He's like, I'm not saying it's that, but she's become unhinged. She's completely become unhinged. And basically, she's like really, she's backing Trump 100%, and she's totally into conspiracy theories. And one of the conspiracy theories is, I don't know the exact theory, but is basically Obama's aide is this woman, Valerie Jarrett, and she thinks that Valerie Jarrett hid a whole bunch of horrible things that Obama did. So she just started like retweeting stuff, conspiracy theory stuff about her. So she retweeted something and then said she looks like a cross between, what did she say? A cross between something and then the Planet of the Apes. And you can't do that. You know, you can't do that. And then to her, one of her excuses was, I didn't know she was black. I mean, does that matter? Does it matter if you call someone an ape?
Yeah. No, that's terrible.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And didn't she blame it on the Ambien?
Yeah, then she blamed it on Ambien, which is really funny because then Ambien tweeted, one of our side effects is not racism. That's pretty good.
Well, I think everybody felt like they could be, you know, in this new age, like overtly racist. They're like, all right, well, that's, you know.
It's the age we live in.
It's not really cool anymore, guys.
No, it's
like,
not.
This is just because a few of these people believe this doesn't mean that it's. Oh God, they're coming out of the woodworks, man.
They really are.
I'm gonna leave in like 2 minutes here. I'll call you when I'm on the road. Going to some nature preserve, taking some family photos.
Where's this nature preserve? What's happening over there?
Get Deb to call in and then I'll leave. Because I don't want to leave you by yourself.
All right. I'm gonna see if I can get it. She says she's trying to call, but the phone's not working. Told her to call me. We're working.
Trying. Phone not. Yeah. I got to call somebody else too. I got some guy filming a dance recital tomorrow for me in Was it Queens?
How can you do a show when the phones are not working? Wait, oh, this is the one that you wanted me to do?
Well, I didn't want you to do it. I knew you were going to biff it, you know?
Well, I'd just say no.
Yeah, what do you want just me say to no. Do? That's easier than just biffing it. I gotta leave in 2 minutes.
I know. I'm trying to get Deb to call in. I should just call her.
I should just leave you.
No, don't leave me. You're going to leave me here doing nothing? Oh, boy. Deb.
Dead air, Dave.
Dead air. I know. Just sit here and go, hey. So here we are. Let's see if we can get her.
Well, if Deb calls in, then I can't really call back in.
Oh, now she's not even picking up. It went straight to her voicemail. She's the worst.
She doesn't care.
She's the worst.
She says she's taking an easy day today.
She's taking an Ambien. That's what she's doing.
Yeah. Taking a couple of Ambiens and getting real racist.
So racist. What are you doing?
I got to go. I got to put on a shirt. Shirt with sleeves. And go.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to this nature preserve and take family photos.
Of who? Who are these people? Give me a background. This family. Give me a background.
Co-workers of my wife's, man. And their kids. I'm going to tell them, I say, let your kids be kids. Let them play a little bit. Watch out for snakes. And I'll snag some good photos.
Huh. You're killing me, you know. All right. Well, you got to go do your thing. What do we got lined up? What do we got, anything? Anything lined up for this week? What do you got going? Anything good?
I was trying to leave you.
I know you were. And I'm trying to keep you talking, here as long as we can.
You keep talking to me.
I know. That's pretty much Dave, how it works, buddy.
We're breaking up.
You can't break me. You can't leave me. Just can't do it.
I tried. Remember our big fight when I blocked you from texting me?
Yeah. What was the fight about? You want to talk about it?
No. We don't need to talk about what the fight was about.
That's really good.
But you stitches get stitches.
That's really
you
good.
Sold me up the river.
That's amazing.
Oh, sweet.
So good. All right. You got to take off?
I got to go. I got to meet them there at 6, so I got to leave now.
All right.
So.
Deb, give a buzz. I don't know where you're at, but give a buzz on my cell. Give a buzz on my cell.
I'll call you back in like 5 minutes.
All right, I'll be here.
Like talk to yourself for 5 minutes.
I think Michael's coming in. I might get him on talking about some stuff.
Right.
Deb. All right. Good work. Good show.
Talk to you later, man.
I'll talk to you during the week. I'll talk to you in a couple minutes, I guess. All right.
All right. Good show.
I could keep you here for a while. Just keep talking to you, and you're never going to leave. All right. We are Dave and Giggles. We got about 15 minutes left. Giggles just left, so it's just kind of me in the studio hanging out. I did want to talk about some things, but you know, sometimes you get left alone. Sometimes you just get left alone. I will say that the Samantha Bee apology was interesting with the whole Roseanne thing. So Roseanne does her thing, and then you know the backlash starts on the right, and then they're like, anybody saying anything, this and that, and this and that is just horrible. And her response was, I would like to sincerely apologize to Ivanka Trump and to my viewers for using the expletive on my show to describe her last night. It was inappropriate and inexcusable. Crossed the line. I deeply regret it. Michael, what's happening, buddy? You want to come on? I'm just hanging out by myself right now, just talking. So you want to come on? We can chat about some stuff.
Sure. if you don't mind.
I don't mind to do anything.
I will be connecting onto the Wi-Fi while we do this. So
yeah, I understand.
In case I am distracted.
It's cool.
Yeah, who are you talking about just now?
I was talking about the whole Roseanne debacle.
Uh-huh.
And how, I don't even know. It's just such a disaster. This world is in such array. And then, you know, like, as soon as that happens, you know, like, being racist is bad. You just don't deserve a show anymore. I kind of believe that.
Yeah, I just feel bad for the people who worked on the show.
I know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about a spinoff called like Darlene or DJ or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. You know, Michael Fishman wasn't doing anything.
Nope.
You know, like Lacey Goranson.
Not doing anything.
But she was like, she popped up because I checked her credits.
Yeah.
And like it looked like she was a hobbyist. You know, like she appeared in like a walk-on role. Like she'd have like,
yeah,
1 year or two a year. So yeah, she never quite disappeared, but like none of us knew like what she was doing.
One of my friends made a short film maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, and he had her in it.
Uh-huh.
And she just played like a drunken mom for like a couple scenes. And,
cool.
Yeah.
And it was good to see her. You know, she was doing a good job. You know, she looks terrific.
Yeah.
So
totally. They all look good. I don't know about their acting. I feel like they were better when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, here or there, I thought it was relatively well written.
It was. I mean, they had a terrific staff. You know, they had, like, who was on it? Like, what's her name? Whitney Cummings and Norm McDonald.
Yeah,
and, What's that woman's name?
Wanda Sykes was kind of over. She was like coordinating or like kind of consulting.
And she reportedly like was leaving anyway.
Yeah. So she was only consulting. So I'm sure she was only there to get it up and rolling.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of good writers. And I did hear that she, Roseanne, as it were, was very kind of upset that like she was not in charge of like where the show was going. Really? And like not really having much of a say of like who was like what they were writing, because a lot of the stuff was taking a very liberal turn.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think she was very happy with that.
I mean, I couldn't tell if she was actually pro-Trump or anti-Trump, because like her character is pro-Trump, but right. The way that it's presented, it's not really presented in a way that the show was saying that it
right,
was
the show
that
was
pro-Trump. Right. So I can't really tell where does she actually lie on that.
I feel like that's a thing about knows? Her. Yeah, like who knows what the hell's going on in that lady's head.
Yeah.
I was listening to an interview with her not that long ago, maybe like before the show started, and she's talking, and then all of a sudden she stops talking and she goes, "Where am I?" And like you could tell that something is wrong. Something is not quite right.
Well, she has been diagnosed with mental health issues, yeah, hasn't she?
She has, yeah.
And I've heard the whole Ambien defense, and I can tell you something about Ambien. You know, I actually did take an Ambien and record myself talking. Actually,
really?
I did this several times. Usually, like 3 or 4 times, I take the Ambien. I'd wait half an hour to kick in.
Yeah.
Set up my computer, turn it on, start talking. And I didn't become a racist. I just... No. I babbled.
You did not become a racist.
The one that I remember, I babbled for 10 minutes about Bruce Lee and my keychain.
You babbled about Bruce Lee and your keychain. What were you saying about Bruce Lee and your keychain?
I think about Bruce Lee, I had read in Jackie Chan's biography about his last encounter with Bruce Lee was when Jackie was a stuntman at the studio wherever like they filmed those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was leaving one day and Bruce Lee's there and he said, "Jackie Chan, where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going bowling." So Bruce Lee goes bowling with Jackie Chan.
That's amazing.
But he doesn't bowl. He just sits there watching Jackie Chan bowl.
So he's like, "You bowl."
What?
"You bowl."
Yeah.
"I'm going to sit and watch."
He sat and and somehow I stretched that story into like 8 minutes. And I forget what I was saying about my keychain.
Was there a lot of like drifting and then just...
Oh, yeah.
And then coming back?
I would like lean in one direction and I would kind of like do the and like fall back. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The best one, I think that was like the second or third one that I did. The best one, I don't remember what I talked about because I couldn't find it. I just remember the first one that I did was the best one. And I thought about like maybe taking it to the open mic and my set would just be showing that.
That's pretty
good.
But
I lost it. It was like I thought about posting them and then I realized, you know, like people get fired for things like that.
It's true. You can't put anything online anymore.
Yeah, so I did not.
It shows.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting fired over every little thing.
Uh-huh.
There was another really great, I heard Jackie Chan talk about another encounter he had with Bruce Lee. And he was doing a scene with Bruce Lee. And it was supposed to be Bruce Lee. You know, they're in a fight scene and Bruce Lee punches him in the face. He's supposed to punch him in the face. Obviously not really punch him in the face, but whatever. And he connects and he like smacks him in the nose. And Jackie Chan kind of like turns away and he's like, "Holy shit, that fucking really hurt."
Yeah.
Obviously. And he came back up and Bruce Lee was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And he takes him into his arms. And at that point, Jackie Chan goes, "It was the most safe I've ever felt in my entire life." It was awesome. It was
that story I've not heard.
Yeah, it was a really good one. You can find it online if you look for interviews with Jackie talking about Bruce. It was it was a sweet moment. It was a sweet moment.
Yeah, you know that Jackie is in Enter the Dragon, right?
Yeah. He's not a huge part, though, right?
No, he's just one of the fighting extras. But in the scene, the whole big battle with the guard sequence, he is the guy who he grabs Bruce from behind and Bruce does like flips his arms around, grabs Jackie by the head and like kicks 2 other people. And then he's still holding Jackie's head and the camera zooms in on Bruce's face and he does like a little shake and you hear.
Kills him.
So apparently he snapped his neck. And I always wondered, like, why did he have to kill the guy?
I know. Why kill him?
Yeah. He just, you know, the guy's just like doing his job. He's a freaking guard, and like you're walking around outside.
He's not doing anything wrong. He's just hanging out.
Yeah. Like, how would you like it if you, like, you were doing your job and then, like, somebody, you know, came up and snapped your goddamn neck?
It would be terrible. Yeah. It would be awful if you were just sitting at your desk and then someone comes in and kills you for no reason.
Yeah.
It would be so terrible.
Not fair.
Not fair at all. Not fair at all. Man, I miss those type of, those, like, 80s martial art movies. They were just so low budget and amazing. You just can't make a movie like that anymore, I feel.
Yeah, I was watching last night this, like, not an 80s movie. I think this is from early aughts. Have you heard of a film called Chocolate?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Okay, so it's a film. Okay, so everybody out there in internet radio land, okay, you gotta. So it's, I believe it's from Thailand. It's from the same director who did the On Back series. And it's about this girl who is an autistic savant who has these, like, photographic reflexes, and she watches all these people fighting, and there's a whole plot with her mother, and she's helping her, and da-da.
Sure.
And so, like, the fight scenes, like, in this movie are just, like, absolutely amazing. Some people have taken issue with the fact that it's, like, it's supposed to be, like, an autistic person.
Right, right.
Like, I'm, like, beating the shit out of people.
Yeah.
But if you, I mean, it's a goddamn kung fu movie. It's like, you know,
it's a kung fu
it's
movie.
Like, who cares? It's just like sit girl, back and watch. And the fighting, the choreography is absolutely amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Obviously, the girl who had played the girl with autism doesn't have autism.
No.
No. But she played it. It's kind of like that movie where it's like, don't go full.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's all right. Yeah. It's the 80s. Everything was going.
Yeah.
Coke was running rampant in the 80s. You know, like, there's just, you just did everything you wanted to do.
Was Coke more rampant in the 80s or the 70s?
I think, I mean,
will we ever know?
Will we ever know? I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like, I bet it was like a thing in the 70s. Like, obviously, you had like all the discos and all that, but I feel like it became like, because have you watched the new movie with Tom Cruise, American Made, I think it was called?
No.
It was basically this about, it was a true story about Tom Cruise's character who was like a pilot, and he got recruited by the government to like fly things in and out. He was a really good pilot, so he not fly things in and out, but he would fly down to like Guatemala and South America and take pictures, low flying pictures for the government for you know, use for the military.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was flying down there, the government down there got wind of him and was like, "We're gonna either kill you or you're gonna work with us."
Uh-huh.
And he just became this guy, a drug mule.
Hmm.
And he became like the biggest drug mule in history, and that wasn't until the 80s. So it was, I think it was more about like how we got the coke into America, and it was in the 80s where it just became widespread, and it was so much more.
This is based on a true story?
It was based on a true story. Uh-huh. It was a really good movie. It was Tom Cruise. I have such problems with Tom Cruise, but I will watch things he's in. You know?
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
He's like out of his mind, but you know,
he's out of his mind.
You know, there's plenty where you have to like separate the person from like from the work. I mean, well, sometimes it's tough. You know, I mean, I can't watch a Mel Gibson movie anymore.
Mel Gibson's tough.
Know, as much as I like the guy's movies. You know, like I love those Lethal Weapon movies, and like Braveheart was the fucking shit. You
Braveheart
know, like I love
great.
The old school like Mad Max movies, but you know, like I can't support anything that he does now.
It's
and
rough.
The fact that I guess it's like it's only taken like 5-6 years, and now he's back. You know, he's doing like daddy comedies and shit. I'm like, isn't this the guy who was like spouting about like how evil Jews were like 5-6 years ago?
He had his Ambien moment.
Yeah.
And basically that's where we are left off. The interesting thing, like, it's interesting that we give certain people a pass and we don't give other people a pass. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying anybody deserves a pass. I probably would probably say all these motherfuckers should go down, whatever.
Yeah.
But like at some point, do you, because we give certain people a pass, we don't give others a pass, do you have to draw a line and say, can you separate the artist from the art?
Uh-huh.
And be like, well, this is his art. This isn't necessarily what he stands for in his personal world. It's just his art.
Yeah, it kind of depends like how hateful the person is, I guess. I mean, like for a while, I was able to separate Kanye West, the person, from Kanye West, the artist, because the person, I mean, not really hateful, just kind of like an insane,
crazy,
like a narcissistic, egomaniacal prick.
Right. You know? Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like he made really great music.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. And then you have like I think the one who gets a pretty big pass is like Woody Allen.
Uh-huh.
Like he gets a pretty big pass.
He gets an enormous pass. Yeah, I mean, like huge pass. He's still all the shit, you know. He's still making movies with, mm-hmm. you know, like top flight Hollywood talent. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And he gets a huge pass.
Yeah.
And does he deserve it? That's always the question.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I'm trying to play the end music and I'm realizing that I don't have it plugged in. So I will do that again. There we go. Well, thanks, buddy, for coming on and sitting and chatting with me.
It's always a pleasure.
The North Side Music Festival is happening now, isn't it?
It's just starting up, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. Do you, are you going to go check anybody out?
I have a few shows on the radar. It's been like another one of those like crazy work weeks. So I haven't really checked out what's coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, I know I'm going to see Mannequin Pussy like the week after next. I don't know if that's part of Northside. Well, like, they're Transpicos, which is technically Queens, which I don't know if it's technically Northside, but...
Queens is... I mean, that's where I live. I live over there. Uh-huh. I live probably like 10 blocks from Transpicos.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's crazy. If you get a chance, a couple blocks from Transpicos is the new Queens Brewery.
Uh-huh.
It's huge.
Really?
It's a giant place. And they have beer for $4
mm-hmm.
and liter beers for $7.
Nice.
It's just... It's great. So I encourage you to go over there and check that out.
I think I shall.
It's not part of the North Side, but I have tickets to go see Dr. Dog at the Brooklyn. What is that one called? The
Brooklyn Steel.
Steel. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm excited about that one.
I am going to see Peach Kelly Pop a week from Monday. So like, and that's at Alphaville in Brooklyn. I don't know if that's part of the festival or not, though.
It's tough to say what's part of it. I feel like they've never really been able to hold a cohesiveness.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a great festival, like, who's part of what? Where are they doing it?
And mm-hmm.
I feel like they could get their act together a little bit better. So I'm shouting out to you guys.
All right.
Northside Festival. Well, here we are. I'm going to sign off here. What do we got coming up? Any good music? I'm sure there are.
Yeah. We got Peach Kelly Pop.
Nice.
That's all you need to know because she's the greatest.
She's the greatest.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned and have a good night.
Idly hey,
go home.
Doodly do, 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 idly hey,
go home.
Doodly do.